So this bhakti is transcendental. It is ahetuki means it does not depend on any material circumstance such as whether one is sattva-guna or not to practice bhakti. So but today's class may seem to see, make it seem that one has to come sattva to practice bhakti. Okay, it's a very important question. There are two distinct things over here. One is the principle that anybody from any level can practice bhakti. That is definitely true. And the Bhagavatam does talk about that, as you said, Kiratmanandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandapuranandap liberated. So that is something which is undeniable. Now when we are talking about coming to Sattva, actually sometimes we just we use taxonomy in a very rigid or watertight sense. So for example, say Brahmana and Sattva, Kshatriya and a combination of Sattva and Rajas, Shudra and Tamo. Well, that is broadly true. But at the same time, you know, there can also be businessmen. The Vaishyas are means Rajoguna. But we could say that even in Rajoguna, because there is like Sattvic Rajas, there are Rajasic Rajas, and there is Tamasic Rajas. What that means is there can be businessmen who are also relatively doing business in Sattva. Their job is business. Some business, they also have the regular time. This is the time you start, this is the time you end. And they're not working 24 hours a day. They're living regulated lives. And there are other businessmen who are super passionate. Oh, just constantly thinking money, nothing else except money. And there are other businessmen who, they're in Rajasic Rajas. And the Tamasic Rajas means there are businessmen who are simply plotting to destroy everyone else. So that they can flourish. Not a constructive competition, but destructive competition. So that means even in doing any dharma, even if it is a Shudra dharma, that Shudra dharma can also be done with a certain level of sattva. Or that can be done too much in Rajas, that can be done in Tamas. So in this analysis, rather than seeing a particular mode as associated with particular varna, we can look at that mode in terms of its constitutional function. That is, sattva is concerned with maintenance. So you could say sattva is concerned with sustainability, isn't it? And then rajas is concerned with creation, taking initiative, doing new projects. Tamas is concerned with, you know, closing down things, destroying things. So now, in any profession, some people can do their job in such a way that they work very hard for 6 months and then they just get burned out completely. They can't sustain it. So they're doing it, but they're not doing it in a sustained way. So they're not doing something. Their job itself may be rajasic or their varna may be predominated by rajas. But that can also be done in a sattvic way, that can also be done rajasic way, that can be done in tamasic way. So let's take an example that we can relate. We could say cricket as a sports. Sports is a passionate. But if there is a batsman is trying to hit a sixer on every ball, the batsman cannot stay for long, he'll soon get out. If there is a bad ball, you hit it. If it's a good ball, you play it defensively. There has to be some amount of discretion by the batsman to stay for a long time. So sports itself can be, we can say it is Rajoguna. But even in that, if somebody has to sustain, because that capacity to sustain requires some sattvic intelligence from that. So in that sense, so if you consider sattva as that which enables one to sustain, then when it comes to bhakti, anybody can start the practice of bhakti. Now, if a person is a drunkard also, they can see a harinam party and they can start chanting and dancing. But if they have to sustain the practice of bhakti, they need a certain level of sattva. Without a certain level of sattva, so it's not that bhakti is dependent on sattva, but sattva is what enables one to continue anything. So here we are not talking sattva in terms of so much like a mode of material nature. We are talking about sattva simply in terms of the capacity to function in a particular way. So to sustain bhakti requires a certain level of sattva. So bhakti can be started from any point, but sustaining it requires sattva. So in that sense, I am talking about that in the practice of bhakti also, if somebody might be doing the profession which is rajasic or even tamasic.
But if they are able to practice sadhana bhakti lifelong, that means they do have a certain level of support. And for that matter, even if they are able to do that profession lifelong, that also requires a certain level of support. So, sattva in that sense is required for sustaining anything, whether it is anything material or anything spiritual. Now, as far as the progression is concerned, it is not necessary that, say for example, a Vaishya has to become a Brahmana in terms of Varna in order to become a Bhakta. The Vaishya may continue to do Vaishya activity, but the Vaishya before practicing Bhakti might have been doing the Vaishya activity in the Rajasic or Tamasic. But that same Vaishya may do the Vaishya activity also in a more sattvic way after becoming Bhakta. So that's how we talk about Devi Varanasham. Devi Varanasham is where the intention is to serve and please Krishna. And then when I adjust things according to that intention. So the Bhagavatam, in terms of its, let's say that the context of the Bhagavatam is the content of the Bhagavatam. Let's say the Bhagavad Gita in content, it covers a wide variety of topics. But in the context, it is spoken to a person who is about to, who is undecided, should I fight or should I not fight? So in terms of context, the Bhagavatam is spoken to somebody who is at the level of Dharma and is to encouraging him to practice Paradharma. But in content, the Bhagavatam talks about various levels. So the Bhagavatam also talks about, say, Virat Rupa, which is considered, Prabhupada talks about a preliminary, first step in God realization. So it talks about various ways of approaching God. And from various levels, even tamasic levels also to approach God. Bhagavatam is inclusive in its content. But in terms of its context, it can come off sometimes as exclusive, although it's not exclusive. In its context, because it is rejecting even dharma for the sake of paradharma, it can come off as exclusive. But if you understand the full picture, then you'll see that the Bhagavatam is inclusive, helping people to rise from wherever they are towards Krishna. Does that answer your question?
In terms of